We need to talk to a Taurus moon. What are your emotions? How do you feel? Tell us what it's like when you cry.
I'm only interested about your tears. I'm interested in tears. Yeah. Give me your tears and the emotions inside of them. Okay, so I've been thinking. All right, so you know how we have a very limited range of colors and things we can see against like what actually exists?
Okay, yeah.
You know, like we really just kind of see more around the red area of the whole color possibilities.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
So the human eye can only see a super tiny portion of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 0.0035% is what we are able to see.
That's crazy.
Of the full spectrum, and only about 1% of visible life, right? Which is super crazy. Oh, it might not be. Yeah, no, it's the 0.0035. What if the whole idea of parallel universes and alternate dimensions and all of these things is not in a whole different world that we can't see? What if it's literally just a different portion of the spectrum?
Yeah.
That's existing next to us.
Yeah.
Just in a different electromagnetic wave, in a different section of the color wheel.
Yeah.
Or the spectrum.
That's wild.
So like those are the actual dimensions. It's not, I'm going to ascend to this and that. I'm like imagining it's like, you know.
Right, happening right on top of you.
Yeah, like it's just literally, like that's the layers and the dimensions.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Be pretty crazy. And then, all right. It's so hard to explain it, a Gemini to explain anything. Depth. And then it's like, all right, so then we got all the UAPs and all the things that are like, you know, the alien shits and stuff like that. So what if it's like being a medium, right? Like you elevate your energetic frequency, right? So that you can like kind of connect and things in the middle. So what if the aliens and stuff that people see around the world are literally just their version of mediums that can see a wider range and change their frequency to be in our frequency? And then also, maybe all those crazy people are right. Maybe we are raising the frequency of the Earth, and that's why we can see fucking aliens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's, like, it's not so much frequency, it's more of the wavelengths, which yeah. I guess can kind of be the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like they could go hand in hand. I think that that's pretty crazy.
I think we're using the wrong word. I don't think it should be frequency. I think it should be the wavelengths among the electromagnetic spectrum.
And how did you come to this conclusion?
Oh, I have no idea. This is just me.
Like, what brought about this thought? You don't know?
How did it start? I feel like it was an Otherworld episode that might have like made me start thinking, and then it just snowballed into all of the stuff. And this is my first time trying to articulate it and say it out loud. I haven't said the words to anybody. So in my brain, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It's just like very mind blowing. Like when you said you were coming at me hot today, I was not expecting philosophy, you know, is it philosophy? I don't know what you would name this, but yeah, no, that's a pretty interesting thought. And
because it could be like, every spectrum, we're all just existing on the same plane, right? So, like, that's how they all say, like, everything is happening at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's like the time is different depending on what wave it's at and then what part of the spectrum and the light it's in. So then also when you die and people are like, just go towards the light. What light is it? We only see 0.0035% of all light. What?
Yeah, that's insane. That's not even 1%.
No.
So maybe the light is like moving into another dimension, because then, like, to your point of like mediums and psychics, like with a higher vibration, they could see into different planes. Like, that makes sense for sure.
Right here it says a typical human eye will respond to wavelengths from about 380 to 750 nanometers. In terms of frequency, this corresponds to a band in the vicinity of 400 to 790 terahertz, and these boundaries are not sharply defined and may vary per individual. Which, another thing is, from all of my Sephora days, I just think about, it's so dumb, but people being like, I want a coral lipstick with this, and you'd be like, here it is. And they're like, that's not coral. And I'm like, this is very coral. Yeah. Like, the name even says coral. You know what I mean? Like, it's, some people would be like, that's not coral.
Yeah, different perceptions of what they see, different color perceptions, which is also like, people with bad eyes, do they see things differently than people with good vision? Well, obviously, like blurriness and stuff, but I mean like color and things like that. Also, people that are colorblind, like, what's going on there?
I don't know, but it's obviously not just, like, the spectrum can't just be about color.
Yeah.
Either.
It's true.
Because it's about wavelengths also, and like the vibrations and shit. So it's like, they might not be able to see these colors, but are they able to see something else?
Maybe.
So we're 380 to 750. Dogs can see 429 to 435.
And I wonder if cats have a better perception than dogs even too.
Well, that's the thing, is like, it might, it's like the idea starts with color, but it's like endless. Like, it can be with any kind of sense with the wavelength. Cause it says dogs' eyes only have two types of cones, just 20% of the cones in human eyes. Their color spectrum is limited to shades of gray, brown, yellow, and blue. So it's like, how does this also affect our other senses?
Yeah. Because there's more than just sight. It's really wild to think about. And I feel like my brain is trying to comprehend it, but at the same time, it's like, cannot compute. Cannot compute.
So also, you know, it affects our hearing and our vision, speaking, obviously sound waves.
Well, then you also can like think of sound healing and how that affects the body too, like different types of hurts of.
Our skin can detect infrared, obviously, right? Because sunburn.
Sunburn.
EM waves applied to the brain can relieve depression, but not only in the effects of EM waves on the nervous system can be positive. Extremely intense EM waves can potentially kill someone.
Yeah, definitely.
So those are the dimensions. It's different. Like, it makes sense once you do it, but I'm like thinking about it differently. I'm like, huh.
Yeah. There's so many layers to it. There's just so much to think about between everything. I'm stuck on the color thing because I'm just imagining like the different dimensions being like all the colors of the rainbow, like different spectrums in each dimension, you know?
But the thing is, it's not our rainbow.
Yeah.
It's things that we're not even able to perceive. Will you shut your mouth? I am trying to talk to your Aunt Teresa. I love it when I have a random thought and then there's all this science. It's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you got a good brain. A good big brain.
There's a whole thing in the National Library of Medicine about quantum physics perceptive on electromagnetic and quantum fields inside the brain.
Ooh.
I'm going to read this later.
Save for later.
Probably fall asleep while I'm reading it.
But it's the thought that counts, you know? It's the want.
My head hurts now.
From all that thinking?
From all the thinking. Well, I don't even know if it was from all the trying to explain the thoughts.
Mm, yeah. Trying to verbalize them in a way that is cohesive, you know? But like, I feel like that's also something that can't really be cohesive, like thoughts like that and theories. I feel like they're meant to sound a little out there. And then that's where we find the knowledge.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it next to me on the desk and I'll pick it up later.
Yeah.
It hurts my head right now. So we'll move on.
Yeah.
Move on to the moon.
The moon.
I got a new moon.
Do you think the moon is made of cheese?
No. Mm. No, I don't.
I wish it was.
I don't.
Smelly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it is made of cheese, we can't get rid of it, though. So it's really, we can get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, like, things might smell better. But it's like, I think it's just where I live.
Yeah.
It's living in the Northeast. Like, it's just.
Yeah, damp.
Damp and.
Cheesy.
Cheesy. And then you get close to cities and it just smells like a city.
Yeah, cities. Meh. Cities are good for sometimes. I applaud people that live in cities. I could never.
I did when I was younger. I felt like it was a thing that I needed to do. And I was like, I know people absolutely raise families in cities or, you know, do all that stuff. And I was like, I don't, you know, I could not have 3 dogs and 1 million chickens in the city.
No.
No. So I was like, let me do it when I'm young. Young, free, and wild.
Oh.
Yeah. And it didn't last long. Yeah. It was like 2 years. I lived in Philly.
I feel like you would get overstimulated in the city.
I was also a very different person then. Mm. I was like 21.
Yeah.
22.
Party-aminal.
Yes and no. It was just a totally different, time. And we weren't all glued to our phones either.
That's true.
It was just different.
A different era.
Yeah.
Era.
Mm-hmm.
So the moon.
The moon.
Tell me about Taurus. It. Well, it's interesting. I actually went to a family party yesterday and my niece, well, it's my cousin's daughter, but I consider her to be my niece. She is a Taurus sun, Taurus moon, Taurus rising.
I remember that and I just like yeeted it out of my brain because I was like, I can't. I'm thinking about this weird shit. And I don't know if we can add that into it. But like, if you could sum up your niece.
Well, okay. I want to go through like some more of her placements because her chart is really interesting. So Taurus, sun, moon, and rising, Gemini, Mercury, and then Pisces, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. She's only 2, but like you could definitely see the Taurus and the Pisces for sure. Like very authoritative. Like, no, you sit here. You do this now, like, but also like very cute and cuddly, like always wants to be like, she always like goes like cuddle. And then like her and Rachel will sit on the couch and like cuddle with their stuffed animal. So like very much parts of both. And I just thought that was really funny. So for her birthday, I have a friend who's been making these really amazing frequencies.
I love
charts.
The one you got me. I need to like dive in more to it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love them. I think that they are so cool. So yeah. I got one made up for my niece and I framed it. And then I framed her chart with just like the sun through Saturn with what placement it's in and like just like 3 keywords for each of them. Mm-hmm. So of course, when I gave that to my cousin, like everybody at the party was like, oh, you do astrology? Like, can you tell me about me? So I'm like, yeah, I can. And like, I was like, but if you want a full set, like a full session, here's my card.
Yeah.
But I kind of just like gave a couple of people like, you know, 5 minutes about themselves. And there was one person there who was like kind of a skeptic. And by the end of it, he was the one that was like asking me the most questions. And he's a Taurus sun, Capricorn moon, Taurus rising. So I was like, you're just grandpa. Like, that's like such hard grandpa energy right there.
Pop up.
Yeah. So it was fun. But it was interesting to see somebody with so many Taurus placements. And like I said, she just turned 2. So it's not like she's like fully in her expression yet, but she's like very talkative, loves books, very cuddly, like very like, I think of Margot when I think of Taurus and like books and the fact that she has so many Taurus placements. I said to Rachel, my cousin's Rachel also. Mm-hmm. I said to her, I was like, you know, she's going to love books. She was like, she already does. And then like, as we were sitting on the couch, she pulls out 3 different books and she like hands them to people to like read to her. And I was just like, The Taurus is strong in this one.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I just thought that that was really funny, especially because we were doing this episode and we are coming up on a Taurus new moon. I believe it's this week. I don't know what day it is, but
Tuesday.
So by the time this comes out, it'll already happen. So happy new moon.
I mean, folks. There's still some vibes.
Residuals.
That you can hop on to.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure. Taurus is actually exalted in the moon, which means that it's a very comfortable place for the moon to be. So it's like Cancer is like the domicile. So that's what zodiac sign is ruled by the moon. Mm-hmm. But then there's Taurus, which is exalted in the moon, which means, like I said, it's just a comfortable place for it to be. So it's like it's a pretty decent placement. I would say that probably the hardest thing about a Taurus moon is it's not an inability to change, because you can change, you can make changes, but it's the I'm going to dig my heels in when I feel like I am right, or when I feel like this situation is this way, even if it could be your perception of what's happening. So I would say that that's probably like the hardest part of being a Taurus moon is I'm sure there's other things, but in my opinion, I feel like it's like the immovable type of energy.
Yeah. Like it's just the prioritizing stability. Right. And yeah, I imagine them being like really dependable. Mm-hmm. But then when I think about it in the frame of moon and it being that, you know, daydream version of yourself, I can imagine that a Taurus moon's like ideal situation is just like everything taken care of, done on time, integrity on everybody's front.
Yeah.
Like just supportive.
Yeah.
Everyone else being dependable and like not, it's like, I guess comfort, like just not having any kind of.
And then when there's discomfort, it's like, I'm going to go and hide and run and hide.
Well,
I don't want to face it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the thing is, like when you think about these placements, like that's the ideal version. That's not fucking reality.
Yeah.
At all. So people are not dependable. People are not stable.
Right. People, we wish they were.
Yeah. But like none of us, like we can all have traits of it, but it's not something that's across the board that one person has fully. You know right. What I mean? Like, it's just, we're all living our own little world. So I could imagine that this position can also be very, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
A little judgy in that sense.
I feel like all earth signs have a little bit of judgment attached to them.
Facts. That is total facts. Yeah.
But I feel like it's because they have a lot of like knowledge and know-how. So they think that they know what the best way for things to be shaken out is.
Yeah.
And most of the time, yes, you are right. But not all of the time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I could also see like this placement being the placement that probably gets really, really fucking pissed off when they have to like update their electronics.
Mm. Yeah. I think that Tauruses in general aren't really up on the electronic game. Like, I feel like they are in a lot of ways. Like, for example, once again, Margot, a Taurus, she's like amazing at Photoshop and that kind of stuff. But then I feel like with her cell phone, sometimes she's like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Like,
you know? I feel like this is now just going to be Margot 0.2 episode. Yeah.
No. I'll try not to.
I know, but like because well, everyone knows Margot now because they just listened to the last one.
True.
But I just always think about the time when she was at my house and she grabbed the charger that was in the phone in the wall, trying to charge her phone, and it wasn't the right one, and she was just like, ugh. A lightning cable? What is this? It was like the funniest thing because the reaction did not make like, it was hilarious. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know. She starts laughing. But just like the, like, ugh, why can't this just be what it needs to be? Why does everything gotta be so fucking stupid and difficult?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, somebody that a lot of people might know that listen to our podcast is also Charlie. Charlie mm-hmm. has a Taurus moon.
Yeah.
But also I feel like Leo with a Taurus moon, that's like extra bougie.
Yeah.
I forgot what her rising is. Oh, her rising is Pisces. So it's like extra boozy with like a touch of whimsical. And I feel like that's Charlie to a T.
Yeah. That also tracks. Yeah. And I can also see the like the challenge of going between one to the other.
Yeah. I feel like Taurus and Leo do have some things in common, especially because they're both fixed signs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like need of comfort involved in that. But yeah, no, that's Taurus and Leo together is an interesting combination. I don't think it's bad at all. I just think that it's interesting because like the level of materialism in that person.
Yeah. And indulgence.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
It could be.
Because you're like, I'm going to go get all these things. But then also your Taurus moon is probably like, you need to be financially secure. Da, 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 da. But like, yep. You do deserve that thing that you got. But like, also you need to worry.
Yeah. 100%.
What do you think would be the best like sun sign to pair with the Taurus moon?
Maybe Cancer. But no, maybe that might be too cozy.
That just, it's like, that makes me blanket happy.
Yeah, exactly. Like the most, yeah. That's the most comfortable blanket you've ever worn in your life.
Like I want to lay in the bed of a Cancer Sun Taurus moon because I know that it is delightful. It is probably so comfortable.
The most comfortable bed to ever exist. Mm-hmm. Also, their couches are probably really great too.
True.
I don't know. I feel like the thing is with Taurus moon, because it is exalted, it could fit pretty well with each sign, you know? Maybe like a Scorpio sun Taurus moon might be a little hard just because oppositions.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So stubbornness, a little what the fuck is happening from the Taurus moon. What else are like, I don't know. I keep thinking of the moon signs as the like.
The daydream self.
Daydream. Yeah. That has just stuck with me.
Well, they're definitely also affectionate and very warm and
sensual and caring.
Yeah. And a lot of compassion, I think, can come from a Taurus moon. Because even though they are stubborn and like they do have their opinions, I feel like when it's in the moon placement, it's a little bit softer. So it's not as like much of, I'm going to tell you how it is and what it is and you're going to take it. It's more of like, can I offer you this suggestion of maybe doing things this way, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the moon softens signs a little bit.
It makes them all cry.
Yeah. Exactly. How can I make this one cry today?
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like the Taurus moon is very focused on security, obviously, because Taurus. So I think that that's also worth mentioning as well, that when their security feels compromised, that's when you might catch the bad side of, or the low vibe side of the Taurus moon.
Of the Taurus moon.
Yeah.
There's some interesting Taurus moon celebrities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down a bunch of them.
First one listed is Chris Pratt.
Yep. Also, Donald Glover is on that list, which we all know how much I love Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Ugh, love that man. Rob Lowe is another one.
Peter Dinklage.
Love Peter Dinklage.
Same. But one that I really, well, there's two that I saw that I'm like, oh, Quentin Tarantino. That's just interesting to me.
Well, I feel like they're also very like Taurus moons can be very artistic.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of these people that are here are, well, obviously, like, this is where it always gets me, because we're obviously looking at a list of celebrities
that are, yeah.
You know, so like they're all have some sort of talent that is involved in it. But there's a lot of these people, like Anna Kendrick is also on this list, that just have their own like very unique personality. And I feel like Tauruses are also, as much as they are like determined and very much focused on like the security and foundation of things, I feel like they can also be really dreamy too, you know? So like very much like that romantic like view of things. And maybe I wouldn't put that towards Chris Pratt, but like I would definitely say like Keira Knightley, who is a Taurus moon as well, has this very like dreamy factor about her.
Yeah.
You know?
like, I think of Christian Bale, just how extreme he is.
Yeah.
In his, like, and Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. is one. And Quentin Tarantino, like, they're all just the, like, the extraness of the art with them. And then there's Lindsay Lohan.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who I love so much.
Adam Driver.
Yeah. I feel like all of these people have like a specific seriousness to them, even though they are, a lot of them are like for example, Chris Pratt, Anna Kendrick, like they're jokesters, mm-hmm. but I feel like they also do have a serious side to them, you know?
Yeah. Justin Long, Jamie Foxx.
Zendaya. Which, by the way, love Zendaya so Same. Much.
Same. Who is this person? Boo Boo Stewart?
Boo Boo Stewart was in Twilight.
Okay. And that's a real name?
Yeah, oh, no. that's their real name, yeah.
No, born Niles Allen Stewart.
Who would change their name to Boo Boo Stewart? I wonder what it is.
Have absolutely no answer for you on that one. Corey Feldman's a Taurus Moon.
Yep. Frida Kahlo.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Stan Lee is a Taurus Moon.
Think about how artistic that guy was.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Just the name is just like, what a name. I feel like no one ever touches on it. Ronald Reagan.
It's a good name.
Those words are weird.
It's a strong name.
Ian Cook.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. Here it is. The Taurus Moon, like the, I did the best I could.
I did my best.
Yeah. That is a Dane Cook Taurus Moon.
It is, 100%.
Taurus Moon. There's a lot.
There are a lot. Yeah, when I was clicking through that list, I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And I was only on I was on page like 10 at that point. I was like, I think I need to move on. But yeah, Michael J. Fox, Catherine Hahn. And I think we touched on everybody else. I don't know if I said Rob Lowe, but Rob Lowe is also one of them. And I love Rob Lowe so much. But I feel like a lot of these people are jokesters too, you know, like also good at the comedy. Like Peter Dinklage, do you remember him in Elf? He was like the writer.
Yes. Yes.
This is a good one. And, you know, I feel like also Taurus Moon can be like very practical in a lot of ways too. So, and I guess that's the earth sign part of them, you know, but. Yeah. I feel like the practicality comes in the Taurus Moon when it's like you're trying to be practical about your emotions. Like, I feel like they are, like, they can be very emotional, like, let me cry and get this out, but it'll never be in front of you. It'll be when they are hermiting away from the world and are I feel like somebody with a Taurus Moon, like, if you know they're upset, they need their time and space. So leave them alone for like 3 to 5 business days. And when they're ready, they'll come and they will, they'll come and talk to you. You know, I feel like pushing a Taurus Moon is never really a good thing because I feel like they just like, okay, well, you're going to push me. I'm going to hermit even harder, you know? And it's because they're trying to like be practical about their feelings. They're trying to like make sense of them and figure out next steps instead of just letting things flow. It's like, I need to figure out what's next.
I need to process all of the things.
Yeah. Like makes them very methodical in a way. Also William Shakespeare, just saying. Didn't Shakespeare die on the same day he was born? Was that him?
He died on April 23rd, 1616, the traditional date of his birthday, though his precise birthday is unknown. So
where did that even come from then?
No idea.
That's funny.
His birthday is most commonly celebrated on the 23rd, but it's the day he died. Okay, so for everyone who is listening, I just had Teresa pause because I had to go eat something, and I have a confession.
Okay.
I did not pay the cheese tax to the dogs.
Oh, no.
Because I was so hungry. I was just like, you're not getting cheese right now. I need to shove the sandwich in my mouth. you guys get all of the cheese and love and attention. And it's just this time I'm not paying the cheese tax. And I feel like the dog IRS is going to come get me now.
Well, when we're done, you could pay the cheese tax.
I don't want to give them the cheese. It's good cheese. I'm sorry. That means that I'm going to give them the cheese.
Of course,
the better the cheese, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The more you want to give it to them.
Yeah, I just needed to confess my sins that I did not pay the cheese tax to the dogs.
Wow. Doggy IRS is definitely coming for you.
Hopefully John won't listen to this. He'll be very upset.
Yeah. This is like, I feel like John always listens to like the one episode that like we don't want him to listen to. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what he listens to. I don't think he listens. I don't.
Do you think he just like scans to hear like shit that you say that he could like bring up to you later on?
I don't know. I mean, maybe because of all of his cancer placements, but like, I don't know. I mean, last night he got home. We're just going to go on tangents now for a minute. We'll get back to it. He got home and he had been listening and like deep diving into all of the Kendrick Drake.
Yeah.
Drama. Like that's what he's listening to. One day it'll be aliens. And then it's just us talking about how absolutely fantastic Kendrick Lamar is. And I was like, so filled with pride for Ken, like, because he has the same birthday as me. And I'm like, he's such a third decan Gemini. Like, he's like, it has been like, okay, I have snapped. I don't give a fuck. I'm burning it all down. Go fuck yourself. You want to do a diss track? I'm going to release one an hour later. I'm going to put your house, an image of your house in Montreal with a bunch of fucking sex offenders. Like, he's just like, going at Drake.
Yeah.
And we are here for it. So I don't think he's listening to any of this because
he's busy.
He's real busy with Drake and Kendrick Lamar right now. And like J. Cole and Future and like all the stuff. So he's in that world. And I love it because he like will come home and I'll be like, are you up to date? Tell me. Make me proud of my birth date more.
Yeah, update me. Give me the goods.
Yeah.
I wonder what Kendrick Lamar's chart looks like his moon and rising.
It looks probably like perfection. Venus, his sun, and his Chiron are all in Gemini. His Mars is in Cancer. His moon is Pisces. Libra rising.
Well, that's all of that pettiness, the Libra rising, and what was his Torah, his Mars?
Cancer.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's all the moody pettiness that he's throwing Drake's way. And then the Gemini.
And then the Gemini.
Which is like, you think you can fuck with me?
Yeah.
I'll out fuck you.
Yeah, like I have hit this level in my own world of just like, I'm done. And yeah. I'm just going to tell you all about your fucking self.
Yeah.
I just love Kendrick so much.
Yeah. I'm not really up on the whole beef, but I know that there is one. So Kendrick Lamar for the win. I used to really love Drake back in the day, but I know that he's not the same as he used to be.
I never liked Drake the way that I love Kendrick.
Yeah.
I love Kendrick.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to him when we're done. Because I haven't listened to the latest diss tracks.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I also literally love that
Drake dropped one and an hour later, Kendrick followed up with a diss track. An hour. The Gemini is fucking strong.
Yeah, for
and then with those petty placements and the Mercury Cancer, like he like dug, like he made hits.
Yeah.
Supposedly he's like talking about his mom, like talking to his mom, like, yo, you raised a fucked up son, like all the shit. Like he went, hey, I don't know, I gotta go listen to it. Anyway.
Well, I also just want to say that I love that diss tracks are coming back. I feel like it's been a while since we've had some diss tracks back.
Right?
You know?
Right?
Yeah.
It's the new like Tupac Biggie going on right now.
Yeah.
And I am definitely Team Kendrick. Goat. Okay. What were we talking about? You have things in the book from the book.
I have things from the book that I want to share.
What page are we opening to?
198.
Ring.
What I was going to touch on, and a lot of the stuff that we touched on already is in this book. So that makes me proud of us that we know.
Proud of
we
us.
We know the things.
Pooping our noses.
So I want to go over what Joanna has to say about the high vibe and the low vibe of the Taurus moon. And then I figured I would just touch on like what it means if you have like an earth sun or a fire moon, a fire sun, or, you know, so on and so forth. So with my extra stuffy nose, I will move forward with this. Yeah. So according to our good friend Joanna in the only astrology book that you'll ever need, the high vibe side of the Taurus moon is,
say that.
It says the bright side. So I am changing it.
Okay. When you say all these things, I want you to think about the electric magnetic spectrum.
Yeah, I know.
And how each one of these signs are, and this is a whole new level of it now.
Yeah.
What degree of the spectrum is each sign in each place? Read me. Read me. Learn me.
So the high vibe side, trustworthy, determined, warm, affectionate, and artistic. Because they are ruled by Venus. So Venus definitely has that artistic flair to it. Mm-hmm. And then the low vibe of the Taurus moon is obstinate, possessive, rigid, overcautious, and a slave to routine.
I'm a
slave.
Yeah. When you started, what was the first word that you said that started with an O?
Obstinate.
All right. Do you remember years ago, there was a Verizon commercial of a Russian guy sitting on a sofa with a baby giraffe? It was like a miniature giraffe. And he just goes, opulence.
No.
That's when you said that word. I thought, opulence.
Nice.
That's all. Somebody out there remembers this
commercial.
Yeah,
somebody's like, oh my God, I remember that.
I loved that commercial because it was just like this miniature giraffe. It was not real. And I was like, I want that.
Yeah. That's you all. Would definitely have a miniature giraffe for sure if you could.
Yeah. But they're not real.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sad. Anyway.
I also, the possessive thing makes a lot of sense. I feel like a slave to routine is a little intense. Like I could see like where like the OCD or like routine tendencies may come. And also the possessiveness of like their things, you know. Also, mm-hmm. Tauruses do have a little bit of a jealous streak. So I feel like that possessive and jealousness maybe can shake hands in the moon sign, you know.
What do you think the jealous comes from? Comparison?
Yeah, I would say so. Comparison to, because I feel like Tauruses are,
like how soft their bed is.
Yeah. They're overachievers, I feel like, Tauruses. And like, mm-hmm. it's not like an overachiever in like a bad way. They just want to be the best at everything, yeah. You know?
And then you put in a moon sign.
Yeah.
And then you're beating yourself up for not being the best.
Even if you are. Like, you yeah. could very well be the best at what you do, but you don't give yourself enough credit or props for how much effort you put in. So be nicer to my friend, okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like the moon's always throwing shade at us, so.
I mean.
Literally and figuratively.
Real quick. Brendan Fraser is a Taurus moon.
Oh. We all love the good old Brendan Fraser.
And so is Rob Zombie. And so is Joan Davis. So is Xena.
Xena Warrior Princess Lucy Lawless?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Wrong person. Oh. And one who looks exactly like, oh my God. Gina from fucking Beetlejuice.
Oh, Gina Davis.
Yeah.
She's Xena?
No, she's not Xena, but they look alike to me. Okay. Like I looked at her face in the small little thing, and I'm like, Xena! And I'm like, no, wait. No, that's Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Sorry, guys. The badges, somebody like messages us in the Astro Hose group, and they're like, Teresa! Beetlejuice showed up! I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, sorry.
You gotta be careful. You know?
So one other thing Joanna has said, well, it's a couple of things that I wanted to touch on, is if your sun sign is in this particular sign with the Taurus moon, what that might look like for you. So no matter what your sun sign may be, the Taurus moon qualities of patience and determination run through your character. If your sun is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, your remarkable endurance is underlined by the stability and persistence of a Taurus moon. This is an excellent combination to achieve success and material wealth. So get them dollars.
Dollars.
Get some dollars, homie. If your sun is in a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, a Taurus moon may heighten your personal magnetism and give you strength and perseverance to your creative imagination. So it just makes you even dreamier, which I could definitely see with like a Pisces sun, Taurus moon kind of combo. That person's probably super duper artistic in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
If your sun is in an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, a Taurus moon gives you a firm resolve and inclines your intellectual powers towards practical money-making pursuits. I feel like Joanna just gets stuck on this one theme, you know, and it's like, yes, Taurus can be about money because Venus is about money and it's about finances and foundations and all of that stuff. But it's kind of like saying that like Taurus is also just all they care about is food. It's like these archetypes that they're put on these signs. And like, I get it because yes, it does apply most of the time, but also at the same time, it's like, let it go. Let it go, Joanna. Just let it go.
Just fucking let it go. I do feel like sometimes, like when reading these books, people who are writing them are just expecting people to go right to what theirs is.
Right.
And not read all the other ones.
True.
Maybe just read them when something relevant to like somebody else in their life is popped up.
Yeah. So she doesn't expect us to notice the pattern.
Maybe. This is also, this could all be a lie. This is all just
our perception, our perceived.
My perception in the moment.
If your sun is in a fire sign of Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, a Taurus moon adds to your physical strength and your fiery exuberance.
You're like real strong.
And gives you a personality with great force and the ability to win popularity with the public, which is Charlie. You know, if you think about it, Leo sun, Taurus moon, like Charlie is fucking amazing. So funny. Mm-hmm. So hysterical. Mm-hmm. Whatever your sun sign, a Taurus moon gives you endurance, a conservative outlook, and a sensitive, sensual personality that needs love and security.
Okay. Yeah.
But I feel like, don't we all need love and security?
Yeah, but like,
extra, extra.
Mm-hmm. Read all about
extra,
it.
Extra,
extra. Read all about ski.
So, yeah, so that's Taurus moon.
Nice.
I feel like we need a Taurus moon expert. We need like, I don't know. I feel like I've really been digging interviewing people lately. And I'm like, we need to talk to a Taurus moon. What are your emotions? How do you feel? Tell us what it's like when you cry.
I'm only interested about your tears. I'm interested in tears. Yeah. Give me your tears and the emotions inside of them.
Exactly. So, Rachel, how did Lunar Fair go?
Lunar Fair was great. I have another one on Tuesday.
I know. So exciting. Where's this one?
This one is in Burlington.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. They're all in the dirty Jersey, except for one in June. It's wild.
Yeah. I've never been, but I've seen pictures.
I'm just like, who are all these people and how have I never met any of you?
Well, especially the one that you just did because it was so close to where you live.
It's like 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
It was literally down the road from my mom's.
Yeah.
And there was like a half an hour wait car line to get in.
It's crazy.
I just don't. I'm like, who? How? What? How are they advertised? Like, what is going on? Who is this? Is a totally different area in the spectrum. Yeah. Like, where?
What color is it?
It's not.
It's just beyond.
It just, yeah. It was fucking fantastic. I met so many cool people. Coco was just killing it. I mean, yeah, it was great. My only problem was I need more lighting, and I got that covered now.
Yeah.
Because that is the thing. It is a nighttime.
Yeah.
I was thinking lights, about but it that. Wasn't enough. It wasn't. Yeah. So I have a lot more lights. And so I can light it up at night, and people can actually see what the fuck is happening a little better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really good. And it really is just crazy how many people show up to this thing, how many vendors there are. It's just, I didn't even get to like really walk around.
Yeah.
Like, supposedly it's a thing where people come and you only get to like half of it. There's season passes. Like, people buy season passes to just come to all the shows.
Yeah.
And I also love the fact that like you have to pay to get in, but it's like because they pay all of their people.
Right. Which I feel like an event that big, it's important to take care of your staff in a way that you can, you know?
Absolutely. It's just wild.
And they do it every 2 weeks, which is even crazier. I'm excited to see how this Tuesday goes, because it's easy to go like assume that it's going to be super busy on the weekend. But on like a Tuesday, I'm excited to see like what it looks like for you.
Yeah.
But I think it's just as crazy as far as I know.
Like, all of them have themes and they all have like different acts, and there's like work. Like, there's a couple, I think they do like maybe two different kinds of, like, I think there's like a group spell or something that they do. And then they had like people do like aerial acts, like on a hoop and shit.
My friend Shauna is the tap dancing medium. So she comes there and she is Sunny Vibe Crystals. So if you see Sunny Vibe Crystals, that's her. But she's also like stands on this box, like a tap box. Okay. I don't know what she does, if she's like doing readings as she's tapping, but I've seen her like post videos on her story of her tap dancing at Lunar Fair, known as the tap dancing medium.
I hope that like I see her, I walk by, she's just tap dancing, and she just goes, "I know you didn't pay the cheese tax." And then just keeps continue tap dancing.
That would be hysterical.
It would be. But I do believe I'll have a Margot with me this Tuesday as well.
Cool.
So that'll be fun. So I might be able to run away real quick just to look ski a little more. Yeah.
Margot was a saint. Well, is still a saint, but especially at the tour when she did our box office for us. Mm-hmm. She's so good at stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Taurus.
Star Squad.
Well, I'm also traveling down to Arkansas at the end of this month to be at Harmony in the Hollow.
That's right. I keep forgetting that that's happening.
Yeah. So if you want to check out a new podcast called Cultivating Magic, Rachel was interviewed on it earlier this year. I was just interviewed on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So you can catch both of us on there, two different episodes. Also last week, episode with me and Rachel came out on A is for Agrimony as well on Margot's podcast. So you can check us out on there too.
I had a fun time with that.
That was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
It was a good episode. I listened to it and I was like, wow, we are so funny. I love listening to us, and I feel like that's probably really conceited, but at the same time, really,
it's fine because I don't listen to us.
Yeah.
Like, I rarely do. Sometimes I do, but
well, especially now that I'm not editing. Yeah. I listened to it. Like, when I was editing, I don't think I would really listen to it after the fact because I've already listened to it once, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I definitely listened to us.
That's good.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because Kay and Jess from Cultivating Magic, Kay is one of the like lead people on the board for Harmony in the Hollow. So I will be there. I'll have a table with some crystals. I will be doing astrology and tarot readings. I will be teaching my Chiron class, and I'm also going to be leading a silent walk and meditation there as well. So that's going to be Harmony in the Hollow. It is May 24th to the 27th in Russellville, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So if you're in the area, you should definitely come by and check me out, because I'm going to be a New Yorker in the middle of Arkansas. And I feel like it's going to be awkward, but also great. Everybody's going to say something about my accent. I'm already prepared for it. So I feel like I should turn it on full force.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, you need to just let it out.
Yeah.
Don't hold back.
New York all over them.
Yeah, like I want you to like, well, I don't really think you don't ever hold back, but I want you to go harder.
Yeah. Like, oh, motherfucking water. Like, yeah. Where's the water?
Yeah. The cards say you need to drink more water.
You got a gabagool sandwich over there.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well,
I ain't in New York no more. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Those ain't New York, folks.
No.
Mad hot over here. Apparently mad, like saying that is, do you guys say that?
Yeah.
Like that's mad cool or whatever. I feel like.
Used to. We don't really do it. That was a thing definitely when I was like later high school.
Yeah. I feel like that's a normal thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't
well,
do
anyway.
That.
We don't do that here.
Oh, you don't do that there.
Oh, no, we do.
Yeah, but probably like not. It's
mad brick.
I wonder if they do the yeah, no, or the no, yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, no. you know what? I will do some research while I'm there.
Sweet.
I'll let you know how it goes. But I'm going to come back speaking in a country accent, because that's just my flavor of ADHD. I'm a mimicker, and I don't even do it on purpose, but if I'm spending time with somebody that has an accent, that accent's coming home.
I do the same thing. I have cousins that live in the Carolinas. Whenever I see them, it's like, it lingers. But I feel like being in where I live in South Jersey, I'm 20 minutes from many accents.
That's true.
Because we got the Pineys, and then we got the farmers.
Yep. And people in Philly have like a special way of, or Philly and Pennsylvania, I feel like, have a special way of talking too.
Philly does, and then Delco.
Yeah,
County.
Delco. Yep. I have friends that are from there.
Yeah.
They say pillow.
Pillow.
Instead of pillow.
You're going to Delco.
Well, this has been
illuminating.
Astro hose out.
Astro hose out. Hail CERN.
Hail CERN.
Well, that's a wrap for another episode of Two Geminis and a Leo.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to give that follow button a forehead kiss so you never miss an episode.
And don't forget to leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you want to stay connected, you can go to our website, Two Geminis and Leo, where you can connect with either of us or find all of our social media and Patreon platforms.
So just search for Two Geminis and a Leo. And if you have any thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions, drop us a line. We'd love to get a transmission from you.
Until next time, folks.
Astro-hose out. Should we sing it? I think we should sing
Astro-ho. No, because that's up there forever.
Yeah.
But like the way you're saying it is funny. Astro-ho's out. Astro-ho's out.
Astro-ho's out.
Astro-ho's
out.
Astro-ho's out.
Astro-ho's out.
Astro-ho's out.
Astro-ho's
out. Astro-ho's out.